This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The Lee Fire is now the fifth largest wildfire in Colorado history. It's burning more than 180 square miles across Rio Blanco and Garfield counties. CPR's Tina Sieg spoke to residents in Meeker, which was threatened by the fire.
On almost every block, homemade signs thank firefighters still hard at work. Katie Conrado, born and raised in Meeker, is grateful her home and her town were saved. But also,
I'm heartbroken.
Devastated for the local ranchers who've lost everything, and for the surrounding grasslands and mountains burnt beyond recognition.
I will never see the land in the same condition it was as I've known it my whole life.
I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
New evacuations for the Lee Fire were issued yesterday in Garfield County, northwest of Rifle. The future of Bent's Old Fort in southern Colorado was somewhat less tenuous. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
The reconstructed fort at the site of an 1800s trading post near La Junta is beset by structural problems caused by snowstorms and other factors. Earlier this year, the National Park Service sent a letter to the State Historic Preservation Officer saying the building wasn't eligible for listing on the National Register of Historic Places. But after the state agency disagreed, the Park Service changed its position and now says the fort is indeed eligible for the register. The two agencies say they'll work together to determine what comes next. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
History Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. A man who wore the cougar suit and performed as the Denver Nuggets mascot Rocky is suing the Nuggets owner, Kroenke Sports Entertainment. Drake Solomon was Rocky for several years before he had hip replacement surgery last year and was let go. Drake Solomon is the son of Ken Solomon, who was the original Rocky for more than 30 years. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.